Shalom to all. Today's office appointment seed of Nun Tess, and we are starting Nun Chesom Bay is the bottom line with the words Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah, and Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yosef Yontef, and Rabbi Asher Anshul, his Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we're in the middle of talking about Ainaz Dvarim, insulting somebody, wronging them, or harming them with words. And the Gemara tells us Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chana says the name Rabbi Yochanan, Noach El Adam Shiove al Safek Eshes Ish, it's better for a person to live with a Safek Eshes Ish, Va'al Yav B'nei Chaver B'rabim, and not insult somebody in public. Minalan, where do we know this from? Midrash from what Rava darshined. And following first the famous Ma'aseh of David and Bathsheba, we know that when a soldier went to war, he gave his wife a get, which would be valid retroactively if he didn't return from battle, and Bathsheba's husband Uriah eventually died in battle, and therefore, retroactively, David was allowed to live with her. However, at the time of the Ma'aseh, her husband was still alive, giving her the status of somewhat of an Eshes Ish. And that's what we mean by Safek Eshes Ish. So what's Rava's drasha, the darsh Rava, Ma'aseh Siv, what's Pshat and Pasuk, David and Melch said as follows, Uvetzali, and right now we're understanding this to mean, when I limped, Samchu ben Asafu, they rejoiced and they gathered. Karuv leidamu. Now that's a literal understanding of the pasuk, and here's the drasha. Amar Dov Nekosh Baruch Hu, David said in front of Hashem, Ribanu Shalom, Golav Yadol Fnecha, it's revealed and known in front of you, She'im Hayu Makarim Bzari, that if my enemies would tear my flesh, they would cut me open, Loya Hayu Dami Shayis La'aret, my blood would not flow to the ground because it's already been drained due to all of their insults to me. Veloy Ayud, not only that, Ela Afilu B'Shasha Eiskim Negayim Va'alais, Ironly, even when we're learning Negayim and Alais, really complicated and deep sugyas, they tell me, David, Habal Ishazis Misasi B'meh, David, someone who's Bailan Ishazish, how does he get killed? Bani Armelahem, and I tell them, Misasi B'chenek, he gets killed by Chenek, but Yeshla Chelik Alam Abba. However, that person has a Chelik Alam Abba, Aval Mal B'nei Chaver B'Rabim, someone insults his fellow in public, Ain Le Chelik Alam Abba, he doesn't have a Chelik Alam Abba. So we see that when all things are considered, it's better to be Baila Safek Ishazish, namely, David being Baila Bathsheba, as opposed to insulting somebody in public. And similarly, Marzucha Bar Tovio, Amar Rav, and Amrila Samsei, it was Amar of Chan Bar Bizda, Amar of Shim Chasida, and Amrila Samsei, it was Amar of Yechron, Mishim Shem Mechai, Noechal Adam Shapel Asmak Kivshan Aish, it's better for a person to throw himself into a fiery furnace, Va'al Yal Bnei Chavei Barabim, and not to insult somebody else in public. Menon, where do we know this from? Mitamar, from the story of Yehuda and Tamar. The Chsevet says of the Pasik, He Mutzeis, she was being taken out to be killed, Vihi Shalchal Chamiya, and she sent her father in law. And this is a famous story in the Parsha where Yehuda was told that his daughter in law Tamar was Mizane, and she even became pregnant. So Yehuda, who was the Pisek, said she has to be brought out to be burned, because she was a Bas Kain, and that's why she's being burned. Instead of her saying publicly that I'm pregnant from him, from Yehuda, she simply sent Simonim with a hint to say that whoever these belong to, that's whom I became pregnant from. As we see from Tamar, that it's better for her to be burned by fire as opposed to embarrassing Yehuda in public. And the Gemara continues, Amar Chanan Rebbe Rav Idi, Ma'atach Siv Was Pshat and Pasuk, Lois Anu Ishas Amisoi, One Shein Api Ma'ane, He Shouldn't Wrong, He Shouldn't Insult His Fellow. How do we understand the word Amisoi? Am She'itcha B'Tayra Mitzvahs Al Teneyu, a fellow who's with you in Tayra Mitzvahs, meaning he's a Yid who's Shemar Tayra Mitzvahs, him you're not allowed to wrong and you're not allowed to insult. Now talking about a person being Ma'ane, his wife. Amar Rav, Oil Mihayotam Zara B'Aynas Ishtai, a person should always be careful with wronging his wife. She'mitach She'itcha B'Tayra Mitzvahs, since her tears come very easily, her wronging is nearby, meaning we know that a woman cries very easily, so we should be very careful about wronging his wife because she's going to cry, and as we're going to see right now, when a person cries, Hashem is going to answer their tefillah. And Rav Lozer says, V'yom Shenecher Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ninalu Shai Tefillah, the gates of tefillah were closed. Shemar says the Pasuk, Gam Ki Ezek Vashaveya, Sosam Tefillasi, even when I cry out and plead, Hashem closes or locks up my prayer. V'afal B'Shai Tefillah Ninalu, even though the gates of tefillah are closed, Shai Tumais Loi Ninalu, the gates of tears are not closed. Shemar the Pasuk says, Shema Tefillasi Hashem, listen to my tefillah Hashem, v'shavasi azina, and listen to my outcry, eldim asi al techarash, you will not be deaf to my tears. Over here, it's not a tefillah. We're not asking Hashem, please do not be deaf to our tears. We are saying this as a definitive statement. You will not be deaf to my tears. So we see the shari dima, the gates of tears are not closed. And Rav says, kol eich batzas ishtai, anyone who goes with the advice of his wife, nefel begehenim, he falls into gehenim. Shemar calls the pasuk says, rak lohek achav agaymer, there's nobody like achav, meaning he was the most wicked of the wicked. He was the king of Israel who's chaytu machti everybody, and the reason why is because of his wife, Izevel. However, Amalei Papa Abayi, or Papa Asabayi, Baha Amri Enchi, people say, Itzach Gutza, if your wife is short, Gach Mintilchashla, you should bend over and whisper to her, namely, bend over, ask her for advice, and listen to her. So we see that you should listen to your wife. So the Gemara answers, like, Kasha, no problem. Haba Mili de Alma, Bahala Mili de Besa. I want to talk about regarding general things. In regards to these Mili de Alma, don't listen to your wife. But when we're talking about Mili de Besa, things that have to do with the house, those things you should listen to your wife. Lishnachrina, a different understanding is Haba Mili de Shmaya, Haba Mili de Alma. One is talking about religious things, Mili de Shmaya, spiritual things. In regards to those, don't listen to your wife, because the spirituality of the house is dependent on the husband. He makes the final calls. But in regards to Mila de Alma, those you should listen to your wife. And our Chesed says, all gates are closed to tefillah, except for Shara Ina. When a person is wronged, those gates are open, because usually a person cries, and then Hashem is going to answer him. Now, how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, V'hine Hashem nitzav al chemes anach uv'yad anach, behold, Hashem stood upon a wall of anach, and his hand was in anach. Now, anach literally is translated as a plumb line, which is a tool that builders use to determine whether or not a wall is straight. But over here, we're understanding the word Anach, similar to the word Aynah, namely Hashem is on the wall of Aynah, and he helps out and he judges for a person who was wronged. And Rabbi Elazar says, Hakol Nifrim Dei Shliach, anyone who's punished is punished through a Shliach. Hashem sends a Malach to punish the person. Chutz Me'Aynah, except for Aynah, Hashem punishes himself. Shemar the Pasuk says, V'yad Anach, in his hand was an Anach. Hashem himself punishes for the one who was wronged, and that punishment comes much more swiftly. And Rabbi Elazar says, Gimel in a Paragon Ninum Bafneim, there are three that the curtain is not closed in front of them. What's his curtain? So this is generally understood as some sort of curtain between Hashem and the rest of Shemayim. And when the curtain is closed, that means that an Avera doesn't necessarily pass directly in front of Hashem, so Hashem is not going to take immediate action. However, when the Pargud is not closed, then it passes in front of Hashem and Hashem takes immediate action. What are these three Averas? Aynah, the Gazel, Vavaydazara. How do we know this? Aynah, the Chsiv says the Pasuk, Uviyada Anach, as we had just said. Gazel, how do we know about this? The Chsiv the Pasuk says, Chamas Vashoid, Yishama Ba, Alpanai Tamid. The Chamas and Shoid, two different types of robbery, they're heard in Yerushalayim continually to my face, says Hashem, Al Panai. And Avadzar, what about that? The Pasuk says, Ha'am Hamach Isim Oisi Al Panai Tamid, the people which are constantly angering me to my face. So in these last two, we see that Hashem says Lashon of to my face, namely the Pargit is not closed and they pass right in front of him. And now we talk a little bit about Shalom Bayis. Amar Rav Yehuda says, Adam Zar B'tvu B'sach Beisoy, a person should always be careful with the grain in his house, which means he should always be careful to have enough food in his house. Shein Rivi Mitzvi B'sach Beisoy Shal Adam El Es Getvua, because the reason why there's fights in a house is due to a lack of food. Shanamar the Pasuk says, Asam Gvulach Shalom Chelev Chitim Yazbiyech. Literally, this means he makes your borders peaceful. Chelev Chitim, the cream of the wheat, Yazbiyech, he satisfies you. Namely, when is there going to be peace? When a person has wheat, when a person has food in their house. And Amar of Papa, Hanudam Rienchi, this is what people say. Kamishlam Sari Mikado, when there's no more barley in the barrel, Nakish V'asi Tigru Besa, so sounds of fighting start coming into the house because there's no more food. And Amar of Papa, he says, Adam A person should always be careful to have enough food in his house. Shaloi Nikri Yisrael Dalam El Iske Tvua, because Am Yisrael is only called poor because they don't have enough food. Shemar the Pasuk says, V'haya Imzari Yisrael V'gaymer, it was when B'nai Yisrael planted their grain. Uksevin afterwards says in the Pasuk, V'yachno Aleim V'gaymer, and the Midianim encamped against them and destroyed all of their grain. And Uksevit says, V'yidal Yisrael Ma'ay B'nai Midian, that B'nai Yisrael became very poor because of Midian, and that's because they destroyed their grain. So we see that B'nai Yisrael are considered poor when they don't have enough grain, namely food. So a person should always make sure to have enough food in his house so he's not considered poor. Evamar B'chelbay R'chelbay says, L'ayim Yehei Adam Zar B'chwayd Ishtai, a person should always be careful with his wife's honor, meaning not only should he not insult her, he should make sure to go out and actually honor her. Shein bracha mitzvah b'sech beisoy shal adam el b'shal ishtoy. Bracha is only found in a person's house because of a person's wife. Shein bracha the pasuk says, "Will Avram hatev bavura," and Pari gave good to Avram because of her, meaning because of Sarah. And behind the amru lu Rav mle mechayza, this is what Rav told the people of mechayza: "Akiru l'nashaychu, you should honor your wives ki hechad etisasru, so that you should become wealthy." And now we're gonna have a long story, a famous ma'aseh which is called Tanu Shalachnoi, which we're gonna see at the end, has to do with the importance of being careful not to insult somebody. The Gemara tells us, "Tanu Hasmi have mentioned over there." If we have an oven made out of sections, and in between each section, sand was placed to be as some sort of a cement in between the sections to make this oven. Rabbi Elazar says such an oven is tahar, meaning it cannot be mekabel toma because made up of separate sections that were not all baked in an oven, so it's not considered a proper kli that can be mekabel toma. Whereas the Chachamim say that no, since each individual section was baked in an oven to strengthen it, the oven is mekabel toma, even though the entire oven as a whole wasn't baked because made up of separate sections. This is the oven that's called the oven of Achnoi. And Achnoi literally means a snake. Now, my Achnoi, why are we calling it an oven of a snake? So, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he answers, because they surrounded this oven, meaning the discussion of the oven. The Chum surrounded Rabbi Eliezer with a lot of discussions, and they were metamet. And this is just like a snake, which coils itself around something. And what happened? Tana was taught in a brisa, and that day, Rabbi Eliezer culture with Shabbalim, Rabbi Eliezer gave all the answers in the world of why this oven should not be mekabel toma. But the Chum didn't accept it from him. Amalham Rabbi Elazar told him, "Im alach k'maisiv dalchus like me, charv zayuchiach. This carob tree should prove me right." What happened? Nekar charv m'kayim mea ama. The carob tree uprooted itself 100 amas from its place. Ramilon, some say our mea ama did it uprooted itself 400 amas. Amrulai, so Chum said, "Imavin ramei charv. Wouldn't bring a proof from a carob tree." Chazar Amalham Rabbi Elazar went back and told him, "Im alach k'maisiv dalchus like me, amas amayim yichichu. This little stream of water should prove it." Chazar amas amayim achareim. The stream of water started flowing backwards. Amrulai, the Chum said to him, "Imavin ramei amas amayim. Wouldn't bring a proof from amas amayim." Chazar Amalham Rabbi Elazar went back and said to them, "Im alach k'maisiv dalchus like me, kaze beis hamedrash yichichu. The walls of the beis hamedrash should prove me correct." And he too kaze beis hamedrash lipol. The walls of the beis hamedrash started leaning in to fall. And Garbahem Rabbi Yeshua yelled at them. Amar lahem, he told them, "Im tamid chacham natzchem zeh zeh ba'alacha. If we have tamid chacham arguing with each other in halacha, atem ativchem. What do you have to do with it? Why are you walls getting involved? Lo naflu, so the walls didn't fall down. Make by Rabbi Yeshua, because the cover Rabbi Yeshua who yelled at them and told him to stop. V'lo izakfu, but they didn't straighten themselves out, because the covered Rabbi Eliezer, and they're still leaning like this to this very day. And Chazar Amalhem, Rabbi Eliezer continues saying to the Chamim, Im Alcha Kamaisi Velachas like me, Min HaShemayim Yechichu, he should prove from Shemayim that it's like me. And Yosef Basko V'Amro, Basko came in and said, Malacham Eitzel Rabbi Eliezer, what do you Chacham have to do with Rabbi Eliezer? Shalacha Kamaisi B'chol Makom, the Alacha is like him in all places. Amar Rabbi Shua, Rakav Amar, Rabbi Shua stood up and said, Loi B'Shemayim He, this is a quote of a Pasuk, literally meaning, Torah is not in Shemayim. In other words, just because we have a Basko, that does not mean the Alacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Asking where Maile B'Shemayim He, what does that mean? It's not in Shemayim. And Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, he answers, Shekvar Nitna Torah Mehar Sinai. The Torah was already given on Har Sinai, which means the Torah is in our hands to Paskin, and it's not up to Shemayim anymore. And we continue with Rabbi Yeshua had said, once his Basko came out, Ein Ona Mashkicham Basko, we do not pay attention to Basko. Shekvar Kusafta Bar Sinai B'Torah, at Har Sinai, you already wrote in the Torah, Achei Rabim Lahatois, that we go after the majority, and since the majority argues with Rabbi Eliezer, the Halach is like the Chachamim, and not like Rabbi Eliezer, even though there's a Basko. Now, as a side thing, the Gemara tells us, Ashkei Rabbi Nassan Eliyahu, later on, Rabbi Nassan encountered Eliyahu Navi, and Amrle, he asked him, My Avad Kutcher Brichu Bahi Shato, what was Hashem doing at that time when Rabbi Yeshua said that we don't listen to a Basko? So Amrle, Eliyahu Navi told him, Kachayich V'Amar, he was smiling and saying, Nitzchuni Banai, Nitzchuni Banai, my children have prevailed over me, my children have prevailed over me. And now back to our story, even though Rabbi Eliezer tried valiantly to prove that he's correct, the Chum didn't listen to him, and Amru, they said, Oisayim, have you called our Shetir Rabbi Eliezer? On that day, they brought all the Taharas. Rabbi Eliezer was Metaher because of this oven. Remember, he said this oven is not Makabal Toma. And there was a situation where Toma touched this oven and things were done in the oven. Rabbi Eliezer said everything's Tahar. So the Chum took all the Taharas. Rabbi Eliezer was Metaher, Usrafim Ba'esh, and burnt them in fire because really they're Tomei. And furthermore, Venimnu Olav Berchuhu, they voted on him, and literally Berchuhu means they blessed him, which is really a nice way of saying that they put him into Cherem. And the reason why they put him into Cherem is because he was Misakesh. He kept on arguing with the Chachamim, and he kept on saying, no, I'm correct, when he really should have been Nichna, and he should have said, okay, the Halacha is really like the Chachamim, and that's why they put him in Cherem. Now, after they put him in Cherem, they said, who's going to go and tell him that he's in Cherem? So Rabbi Kiva told him, I'm going to go. Perhaps somebody who's not fitting is going to go and tell him, and it's going to turn out he's going to destroy the whole world, because maybe he's going to tell Rabbi Eliezer in an improper way, Rabbi Eliezer is going to be insulted, and Hashem is going to avenge the honor of Rabbi Eliezer, and that's not going to be good. So Master Rabbi Kiva, what did Rabbi Kiva do? He dressed in black and he wrapped himself in black and he sat before Rabbi Eliezer but at a distance of 4 amas, which is what you're supposed to do when a person's a cherem. You have to stay 4 amas away from him. So Rabbi Eliezer told him, Akiva, what's the difference between today and other days? Why are you sitting so far away from me? So Rabbi Kiva told him, Rabbi, it seems to me that your friends are removed from you. And this was a nice way of saying that you're removed from your friends. In other words, you're in cherem. And Rabbi Eliezer understood what was going on. He also tore his clothing and removed his shoes, which is what you're supposed to do if you're put in cherem. And he slipped off his chair and he sat on the ground. Zolgu in of demais, tears flowed from his eyes. Laka oilam, and at that time the world was struck. Shlish bezesim, shlish bechitim, shlish besairim. A third of the world's olives, wheat, and barley became totally ruined. And some say av batzak shebidei isha tafach, even dough that was in the hands of a woman, she had already made her dough. It became ruined because of the sadness of Eliezer and defense of his honor. And then we continue telling us, we have a brisa. Ach gadol haya ba'isayim. There was a great blow that happened on that day. Shebachal makam shanasim ba'enav Rabbi Eliezer nisraf. That any place Rabbi Eliezer looked at in that day, it got totally burned up. Rabbi Gamliel was on a ship on that day. Amar Olav Nachshal Atavai, a huge wave threatened to drown the ship. Amar Rabbi Gamliel said, Kimadumali She'ain Za'el Bishvil Rabbi Hurkanis. It seems to me this is only because of Rabbi Hurkanis. And Amar Al Raglav, he stood on his feet for Amar and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Gol V'Yadol Fnecha, it's revealed and known in front of you. Shel Olchvayd Yasisi. I didn't give the Yeshua for Rabbi Eliezer's Cherem because of my own honor. V'Olchvayd Beis Abba Sisi. I didn't do it for the honor of my father's household. El Olchvayd Chod. It's for your honor, Hashem. Shel Yer B'Machlekes B'Yisrael. So that there shouldn't be Machlekes in Am Yisrael. If other Chachamim saw that Rabbi Eliezer was able to get away with arguing with all the other Chachamim, so when they had an opinion that differed with the majority, they would want to stand by their Shita and argue, and that's not a good thing. And that's why I put him into Cherem, says Rabbi Gamliel. And because of this, Nachayam Mizafai, the sea calmed from its anger. I think Mark continues, Ima Shalom de Bitzes Rabbi Eliezer, Ima Shalom, who's the wife of Rabbi Eliezer, that was her name, Ima Shalom, Ach said Rabbi Gamliel Havai. She was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. Mehu Masav Eilach, from this situation and on, Loi Hava Shavka Leil Rabbi Eliezer Mepal Ape, she did not allow Rabbi Eliezer, her husband, to fall on his face, which means to do Tachnon, because she knew the power of Tachnon. And Ahu Yom Reshi Archahava, one day it was Rosh Chodesh, or at least she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, Ve'echlef Lo Bin Mali L'Chaser, but she made a mistake between a Mali and a Chaser, a full month and a missing month, meaning between a 30-day and a 29-day month, and she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, but it really wasn't. And Nikodam Rishom say that Asa Anya V'Kaya Bava, that it was actually a poor person who came to knock on the door, Afikalei Rifta, and she brought bread out to this poor person, and Ashchei D'Nafal Anpe, she saw the Rabbi Eliezer, her husband, was falling on his face, he was saying Tachnon, and Amrle, she told him, Kum Katlas L'Achi, get up, you're killing my brother. And Adahachi, in the meantime, Nafik, she prayed and Beirama Gamliel to Shachiv, an announcement came from the house of Rabbi Gamliel that he died. And Amrle, Rabbi Eliezer asked his wife, Menoyadat, how did did you know this? How do you know that if I said tachnun, it would have a negative effect on your brother, Rabbi Gamliel? So Amar Leishi told him, kach mekubalani beis avi abba. This is the Kabbalah that I have from my grandfather's house, meaning all the way from David HaMelech, because since she was the brother of Gamliel, who's a Nasi, we know that all the Nasim descended from David HaMelech. So she's saying, I have this Kabbalah from David HaMelech, they call Sharam Ninalim Chotz Mishar Aino. And this is what we had started out with, that all gates are closed except for the gates of Aino, because usually when a person's wronged, he cries, and when he cries, Hashem answers his tefillah. And that's what Rabbi Lezer did when he was saying Tachron, and that's when Gamliel passed away. And the Marketing Star Rabban was talking to Brysa, Hama'anes Hager, someone who flicks and he wrongs Hager, over Bishlesh Alavim, he's over three Lavim. Someone who presses him to return alone, over Bishnaim, he's over two. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Ma'ana, why is being Ma'ana Ger different? It says three Lavim in regards to that. The Pasuk says, V'ger loisayne. Another Pasuk says, V'chi yogur itcha ger ba'atzchem loisaynu oisay. And a third Pasuk says, V'loisaynu ishas amisay. And V'ger b'chal amisay hu. A ger is obviously included in amisay. Well, loichtay nami. Pressing him as well is the same thing. Shlosh ksivi. There are three Pasukim written about this. Number one, it says, V'loisachatzenu. And that's specifically regarding a ger. Another Pasuk says, V'ger loisalchatz. And a third Pasuk says, V'loisia loikinoisha. And V'ger b'chal hu. A ger is included in this last Pasuk. Gemara says, you're right. Elo echadzeve echadzeve shlosha. Whether a person is ma'ana ger or he's loichatz ger, in both these cases, he's over three lavim. And the Gemara continues, Tanya's taught in a brass, Reb Lezer Gadol says, Mibnei Mahizira Torah, Balam and Vav Makaimais. Why did the Torah warn in 36 different places? Ramilan, some say, Bimem Vav Makaimais, in 46 different places, Bager, about a ger, meaning that you should be careful about not insulting a ger, Mibnei Shesurai Ra, because he's inclined to go back to the bad where he came from, so therefore you have to be extra careful not to harm a ger. And lastly, the Gemara tells us, Maitachsev, what's put in the Pasuk, Viger Loisain of Loisachotzenu, Ki Gerim Hiyisem Eretz Mitzrayim, don't afflict or oppress a ger, because you were Gerim in the land of Mitzrayim. What does one have to do with another? And the answer is Tanina. We learned in a brayso. Rav Nassim says, Mum Shebuchal Al Tamal Chavercha. If you have a blemish in you, don't mention that to your friend. Meaning, if you have something negative about you, don't mention that to your friend, because it really speaks negatively about you. And that's why you have to be careful with the ger, because you yourself were Gerim in the land of Mitzrayim. And Hainu Dam Rianchi, this is what people say. If a person had somebody in his family who was hanged by the government, the person was killed by hanging, Loi Nemalei Lechavre, he shouldn't tell his fellow or even someone in his house, Zakif Benisa, go hang up this fish. Because this person's family has a black mark on the record, if you will, that somebody was hanged in the family. And therefore, the word hang should never be used in the house, even though it doesn't have to do with hanging a person. It has to do with hanging up a fish to dry. Such a word still shouldn't be used. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about Aina. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.